Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Burt Show. I think it's the role of Kristen and myself and Mo and Abby right now to play middleman between Mikey and Kaylee as Mikey tells Kaylee, Kaylee, you're ruining this man's life. You're ruining this man's life.
You're in big trouble, Miss. You're done for.
You know, some things are unavoidable. I don't know what to say.
All right. Well, last time I talked to you guys, me and my girlfriend are moving into an apartment together. And
when's the official move-in date?
The December 27th.
Doomed.
And she wants a dog. And I was kind of indifferent about it until I came in here and talked to you guys. And it made me realize that that might be the greatest mistake to make right now.
I feel like even getting a dog that aligns with both of you guys would be difficult. I don't know her all that well, and I've only met her a couple of times, but she feels like a small dog in a purse kind of person carrying around the streets of Midtown, where you seem like more of a big dog, let's go to the river type guy.
A corgi.
No,
he seems like a corgi.
I'm like a corgi. I'm a basset hound guy.
Yeah. Okay.
That's more me.
Well, that makes some
that
sense.
That or like
yeah.
a border collie. But
that you were going to call Waylon, right?
Oh, yeah. I love a Waylon. but it seemed like a good idea. talking to you guys, like, I'm living on the 5th floor. I have to go down, take this dog out 6 times a day. I'm just going to be riding the elevator all day. And that sounds like an absolute nightmare. We go out at night. You got to go home because you got to take care of the dog. And it's like, that sounds not fun. That sounds like it's taking all the fun out of what can be good.
This is the slow evolution of your life, the freedoms of your life becoming smaller and smaller and smaller.
That's so true.
And I feel like you should be taking baby steps. Like, first move in together and get adjusted, and then think about adding, I don't know, another heartbeat to the house.
Yeah, well, she thinks you should get everything all at once.
Well, women don't work that way, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well,
from my experience, no. That's not how they work. They don't work that way. They're not going to wait, like, ease into it and just, okay, why don't we live together, you know, just you and I before throwing something else into the mix.
Yeah. So I got through to her and I said, it's just not the time for a dog. It took a lot of strategic wording and everything, but I think I actually fended it off for a little bit. Up until old Kaylee here, brings in a picture of his rabbit and a cute little story, and now that's all she can think about. She's obsessing over rabbits now. Kaylee's got me in big trouble here.
What's the cute little story? I mean, she took a hammer to their bathroom to get this bunny that was stuck underneath there and has ruined their bathroom.
My girlfriend would love to destroy the sink fixture.
Yeah, sink fixture. I mean, I have to say, so it has been, I don't know, a week of living with Wonton, and
which is a great name for a bunny, by the way.
And while I think it was a stupid thing to spend money on, and while I did not want another heartbeat, and still don't, and I refuse to take care of it, It is really damn cute. It's really damn sweet. And it really does not cause me any extra
stress
or anything. Uh-oh. I mean, it's pretty self-sufficient. So I'm not making a case for your girlfriend here.
You sound like a dick.
Yep. You are.
It doesn't smell. It cleans itself. It's cute, and it loves on you.
I could tell Abby's totally against it.
I object, because I have lived with both rabbits and dogs, and if you have to choose an animal that's not a cat, even though I think you should probably lay off the heartbeats for now, I would choose a dog any day over a rabbit, and here's why. My sophomore year of college, my sorority sister got kicked out for doing cocaine, so I had a room all to myself. And then a freshman girl moved in with me like 2 weeks later, and the only way she could get out of her dorms was if she had an emotional support animal. Guess which animal she chose for her emotional support animal?
Shut up.
A rabbit. Did you know that rabbits are nocturnal? So imagine living in a 4x11 space for 6 months with a rabbit who from the hours of 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. are going... And they reek. That thing had to live in our dorm shower all year long. Rabbits are miserable. They're disgusting. They make noise all the time. They are poopy. They just smell like poop all the time. And they are not that cute compared to a dog. Get a puppy. It is way easier.
It's the smell thing that I'm concerned about.
Mm. It's been pretty... I mean, if you take care of it, yeah, if you let crap sit in a litter box, I mean, yeah, it's going to probably
smell. You've had it for a week. Maybe we should give you a couple more weeks.
Because I'll be the first to tell you. I'm just going on what I'm experiencing. My wife bought a bunny Bjorn.
What is that?
She's carrying the bunny around in the front of
She brought it to work with her, and everyone was like cradling it.
That's cute as hell. I can't argue with that.
You're doomed, bro.
She's out of hand, man. So the like little legs are out while it's in this little baby
sometimes,
Bjorn?
Sometimes, but it's just like she's walking around, and it's just like... I'm like, what are you doing?
That's precious.
The Burt Show.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get... more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.